Katie Shedlock, God's Pronouns. Dear Lord, I prayed, I realize I probably should have asked this years ago. Forgive me, I've only recently learned it's something I need to ask, but God, what are your pronouns? I have a few ideas, I continued, because obviously the old-fashioned capital he is just completely wrong for you. It just reeks of male privilege, and I know you're not really cisgender, because the one time you were born, you presented as male, but you had no Y chromosome, so he is out. But she is just shocking. I mean, I know there's some scriptural precedent. Lady Wisdom, Proverbs 8. Some might say, don't confuse the identity of God with a literary device. Personification can never be taken literally. Except then what do we do with the incarnation when the word became a person? I know, Lord, I've got it. The perfect pronoun for you, the singular they. All-encompassing and yet strictly monotheistic. What do you think? We'll call all the scholars, print some new Bible translations, redo all the rhyme schemes on our old hymnals. Gender-neutral language goes to the next level. Thanks so much, Lord. I appreciate the chat. Got some paradigms to shift, so amen for now. Stop, said the Lord. Oh, shit, I thought. Maybe God prefers the goddamn capital he after all. Stop. You asked, but you didn't wait for my answer. This is why people say they prayed about it and come up with the same crap they were doing before. Stop. You want to know what my pronouns are? Well, I hedged, hoping it was anything but capital he. Stop. Stop hoping. Hear me instead. Are you ready for this? My pronouns are... I am who I am. Full capitals, please. I am who I am. Disarmed, I looked down at my feet to find that my shoes had disappeared so that my soles could touch the holy ground of self-revelation, which is always more beautiful, more powerful than anything we could merely assume.